Owl Hall by Robert Campbell and Lindsay Clanfield. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2011. Episode 11. Kara's Story, Two-Part Special, Part 1.
I don't know where to start. But I suppose it was 6 months ago, on that Saturday morning, when Mum and Dad told us that they were going to separate.
Dad has to go to Australia as part of his new job.
We both knew the real reason he was going to Australia. We had both heard Mum and Dad arguing and shouting at each other. It made me unhappy, of course. But Martin was younger, and he didn't understand what was happening. He slowly became very quiet and very angry. On that Saturday, I was sitting in the living room with Martin while Mum and Dad were shouting at each other in the kitchen. Suddenly, I saw Martin take a box of matches from the shelf. He lit one of the matches and moved towards the waste paper basket. He carefully lit the paper and cardboard that was in the basket and watched the flames rise. The smell of burning was strong, and Mum and Dad came running in quickly. They just stood there. I remember the look of shock in Dad's eyes. Martin started crying, and I started shouting at them, telling them to stop arguing. They spent the rest of the evening being nice to us, telling us how much they loved us. Martin liked Mum and Dad being nice to him, so a few days later, he started burning some clothes in my bedroom. I suppose he thought that he could stop them from separating. He thought that if he kept lighting fires, they would realise how bad he felt, and maybe they would stay together. But they didn't. A few days after Dad had gone, I came home and found Martin in his room playing with cigarette lighters. I started shouting at Martin, and I told him that he had to stop. I told him that Dad was never going to come home again.
You're lying! It's all your fault, Mum and Dad argued!
Stop it, Martin!
It's your fault that Dad left home!
Martin, I wish you were dead! Martin stared at me, and I'll never forget the look in his eyes. He looked as if he hated me. Then he walked out of the room. I heard him leave the house, shutting the front door hard behind him. A few minutes later, I went to find him. Martin! Martin! I walked to the end of the street, but I couldn't see him. I walked across the park near our house, but he wasn't there. I looked everywhere, but I couldn't find him. I sat down on a bench and felt terrible. That was when I heard the sirens and saw two, maybe three fire engines driving past very fast. I knew immediately that something had happened and that Martin was responsible. So I ran after the fire engines and saw them disappear round the corner into our street. When I got to our street, there were people everywhere. The fire engines were in the middle of the street, and the firefighters were breaking down the front door to our house, trying to get inside the burning building. Our home was on fire, and there was nothing they could do to stop it. 40 minutes later, the house was just four walls with an empty black hole inside.